They are dead. I'm willing to call it now. This Met team is dead.
Meet the Mets. Meet the Mets. Step right up and greet the Mets. Bring your kiddies. Bring your wife. Guaranteed to have the time of your life. Because the Mets are really sucking the ball.
That's for sure.
Knocking those home runs over the wall. Side, west side, everybody's coming down.
Did I say dead?
To meet the M-E-T-S
Mets
of New York Town.
Chris McMonagle.
Did I say dead? Sports, I didn't mean dead.
101.9 FM, the band, W-F-A-N.
Yes, sir, yes, sir. Chris McMonagle here with you on the fan. 202 on this Thursday morning. Phone number to call, 888-808-1019. Fliegelman on the other side. And yeah, I got to own up to it. Us Yankee fans have to own up to it. But more than that, today is a day, even more than just the Subway Series. And I told you a couple days ago how I felt like this could turn if the Mets took it to the Yankees. And what it could mean for the Yankees, and what it could mean for the Met fan dancing on the grave of the Yankees, and how it could change how we feel about this Yankee team, and it certainly has, clearly. But more than that, this New York Met team, as they pounded the New York Yankees in both of these games, and you know, I wanted to focus on the Mets here in the open today, because obviously now they are 500. They have made it all the way back to 500 after pounding Luis Gil and the New York Yankees. And with the Glaber stuff and everything that happened yesterday, and, you know, let's be fair on some level, Cole not being completely right, and you could see it, you know. And while Luis Gil now is on two back-to-back bad starts, this felt different. This felt like a legitimate ass-kicking at 12-2. And this felt like this Met lineup is on fire. I mean, it's just relentless up and down. And now that they have reached 500 at 39-39, and when I said they were dead, when I said they were dead after dropping the last two games of that Arizona Diamondback series, after having the team meeting, having Lopez throw his glove into the stand, bouncing back after the team meeting and winning two games against those Diamondbacks only to blow the momentum and get their ass kicked in the third game and then blow a save in the fourth game, it just felt like they were never going to get it going. And I deemed them dead. And they were 11 games under 500. I believe it was June 2nd. 11 games under. There were seven teams between them and the wild card. And they were five games out. And today, as we sit 2:05 on this Thursday morning, June 27th, the Mets have made up those 11 games. They are now at 500 when you could really start to look at a team as a winning team and actually look at the standings, which now they find themselves only a game and a half behind one team in the San Diego Padres, who, oh, by the way, you have swept this year and have the tiebreaker against them as it stands right now. What a turnaround from this Met team. What a turnaround specifically from this Met offense. And over the course of all those days between then and now, the different fun things that have happened, and not just Grimace, which is obviously something here we could have some fun with, but if you look at it, just the whether it's The sweeping the Nationals, getting that split in London with the one of the more unique and interesting and big time plays from a catcher in Torrens on that double play to get that second game in London against Philadelphia. Then you're on trying to keep that momentum going, and you play in a rubber game against the Marlins, and you get the walk-off home run from J.D. Martinez, who then goes on a tear, along with Lindor, who's hitting doubles left and right in this series against the Yankees. Whether, obviously, it's getting Alvarez back, whether it's guys who had even gone into funks, you know, earlier in the season, like guys like Taylor, who had stepped up early and then kind of lost himself, who absolutely torched the Yankees this series. The emergence of Vientos over Beatty. And all the talk about Vientos at the start of the year, and you want to get a look at Vientos, you want to get a look at Beatty. And Vientos gets sent down the second they sign J.D. Martinez, and everybody, it's good riddance, he stinks, he's not going to be good anyway. And him to come up and be the hit two home runs off of Cole and be a force in the middle of this lineup. Whether it's Harrison Bader, who's been clutch all year long, but up and down at times, who hit a couple of home runs in this series against his former team, the New York Yankees. Whether it's Nimmo getting hot and going on a power surge. And absolutely Alvarez, who had two of the big, you know, key at-bats in both of these games for the Mets over the Yankees. Whether it's the walk in the first inning in game one, the home run against Luis Gil, where he takes a high fastball and sends it opposite field. I mean, he's transformed this lineup. And right now, it's not just the New York Yankees. It's not just Luis Gil. It's not just Gerrit Cole. It's what they've done for since that day. Really, for me, the moment the offense took off is the walk-off home run from J.D. Martinez against the Marlins. From that day forward, they have done nothing but beat every starting pitcher put before them. Whether it's Dylan Cease, Imanaga, John Gray, Luis Gil. I mean, these are some of the guys who have dominated this season. Those are some of the names of the most premier starting pitchers this league has shown you all year long. And it's not only that you touch them up, it's that you blow them out. It's that they can't get through the fourth and fifth inning. It's that these games are over. And as much as you've had an issue with the bullpen and you find out again even earlier today, you lose Smith, and who knows how long he's going to be in that interesting ninth inning with the sticky stuff the other night might have led to it, but you're also without Diaz. You've had a bullpen with Reed Foley gone just recently, and now obviously Smith and guys like Reed Garrett come back to earth, and you've, you know, this bullpen's kind of been up. Ottavino's in the doghouse. Like, it's really struggled. The starting pitching's had its moments. You've had up and downs of it. But this offense that was supposed to be what was going to carry them has not only carried them, it has been as dynamic a unit as Major League Baseball has right now. And up and down this lineup, the Yankees could not compete with the New York Mets for these two games. Could not compete. And as much as I might tell you later in the show, we'll get to it, that, you know, the New York Yankees are still in a position where they're in first place, still in a position where they're 22 games over 500, still in a position where I'm comfortable with as a Yankee fan on some level, as frustrated as I am, and we'll get to the Yankees. Right now, the Mets, all the opponents the Yankees have struggled against, all the opponents that this Yankee team can't beat, the good teams, whether it's the Baltimore Orioles, who have lost five out of their last six, or whether it's the Los Angeles Dodgers, or whether it's the Atlanta Braves, or the Boston Red Sox, or whoever. Nobody kicked their ass the way the Mets have these last 2 days. That's just a fact. And this lineup right now is carrying this team back to 500. They are a game and a half behind the San Diego Padres. And what they do top to bottom, whether it's take pitches, whether it's the amount of walks they got against Cole, the amount of home runs they've hit that have changed this series and changed these games, they're doing it in every which way and up and down the lineup. Whether Lindor with the leadoff doubles in both these, I mean, the first innings are telling. Despite the fact they only got one run in both of the first innings combined, the first innings are the difference in the games. The ineptitude of the New York Yankees, who have led all of Major League Baseball in runs scored in the first inning over the first part of the season, absolutely inept. And the Mets, even though they come up without a run in this game, the immediate pressure on the starting pitching from Lindor getting the doubles, from the walks, from Alvarez, from the good at-bats from Taylor, like every aspect of this New York Mets team right from the jump is in your face. And the difference and the feel between where they were when I called them dead on June 2nd and where this team was to where it is now is night and day. And we talked about how important this stretch was going to be to convince this new GM, who in my mind wants to sell, in my mind wants to build this team in his image, who was brought here to give you the smarts and what you need to do, the forced habits of a mid-market team with the pockets of Big Uncle Stevie, and wants to marry those two formulaic ways to go about winning. And that takes time, and that's building a roster, and that's doing things slightly different for the next 2 years. And I still think that that's probably what he wants to do. But this team has now thrusted themselves into a position where maybe you do have to buy. And I've been very hesitant to say this franchise would do that. I'm open to the idea of not selling. But right now, as you look at this New York Met team, and I understand right now the Yankees are going through a tough stretch, no doubt about it. And when you look at the rest of this lineup, after Judge, 4-9 is just right now feels like automatic outs. And that's not to take away from Manaea. And that's not to take away from Peterson, who had their moments, who had to get through big-time situations in the first inning, who had to get a double play for Verdugo, who had to strike out three consecutive guys. I mean, yeah, okay, as bad as the Yankees have been, you still have to make the pitches. You still have to do it. And whether it's been this starting pitching all year better than you thought, whether it's the manager making the smart decision to start Severino against the Cubs in a probably more important game than these two Yankee games, as well as throw lefties at this Yankee team that is forced to put the likes of J.D. Davis as cleanup against left-handed pitching. So whether it's the manager making the right moves, whether it's this entire lineup top to bottom coming through with good at-bats showing power, I mean power from the bottom of the lineup, not just good at-bats, not just setting the table for the likes of Lindor and J.D. Martinez and Alonso, who still kind of didn't do much in this series, but showing power from the bottom of the lineup. Home runs from Taylor, home runs from Vientos, home runs from Bader. I mean, they are doing it. They are absolutely bludgeoning teams. You don't have to worry about a bullpen that's going through injuries and 10-game suspensions if you're going to come out and score double digits every single game. And who knows? The offense probably won't last at this level forever. Baseball is streaky. You play 162. But as far as I'm concerned, this offense has shown you that if you can go out there and, you know, let's all hope that Kodai Senga can come back, but you might have to go out there and bolster this rotation with another starting pitcher. You definitely have to go out there and bolster this bullpen with another arm or two to make sure you give this offense an opportunity to do what it's done over the last month and thrust themselves back into a conversation. Because you know what? Like I said, they've done it against good starting pitching. As much as we want to complain about the Yankees and beating good teams, and you talk about the pitching gets better in the postseason, and as you battle down the season and start facing better teams in the postseason and trying to win a pennant, what other starting pitcher does this Met team need to battle? What other starting pitcher does this Met team need to prove themselves against? Because as far as I'm concerned, they've done it against good quality starting pitching. And this last month, and yes, it's the fun nature of the Grimace story, and obviously there's people dressed as Grimace in the stands, and they're having fun during the rain delay, and Jim Grimace is chugging beers, and that's great. But it's been a lot of things over the course of the last three or four weeks. It's been getting Alvarez back. We all know the record with Alvarez in the lineup. You can see how he's an important leader in this team. You've seen him come through with big at-bats, even if it's just walks in the first inning that led to runs and led to, you know, pitch counts being raised. Obviously, his ability to hit home runs and come through in the clutch and hit the big-time double in the series against David Robertson. Like, he comes through in the big moment. He's got a flair for the dramatic. He has led this pitching staff that is, if you look at the numbers, night and day better than when he's in there with Tomas Nito or Torrens or whoever else is behind the plate. I mean, just look at the way this team was playing back then when Torrens was the catcher or Tomas Nito was the catcher, and you had a floundering offense and Stewart floundering and Taylor floundering and McNeil, who's still terrible, but McNeil, and Beatty went through his moments and he'd been clutch, but he hasn't been clicking it all on all cylinders, but they have found their groove. Something about that meeting, something about this stretch, something about the confidence that's building inside this team, and you can feel it. You can absolutely feel it. It's tangible. You can taste it. You can feel it. You can smell it. It's got everything about a team building confidence. And when a team shows you it's building confidence, when a team, yes, only 500, but thrusted themselves back within what's it been, 18, 20 days? They've made up 11 games in the standings? And they're bludgeoning teams? And they have the best offense in all of baseball over the last month? They have answered that question. They have responded and shown David Stearns that he cannot sell, certainly. Forget it. I mean, me and Fliegelman must have said to each other 100 times, wait until we start getting closer to the deadline. This Pete Alonso thing, it's all we're going to be talking about is trading Pete Alonso. That's off the table. No one is talking about trading Pete Alonso. No one is talking about trading J.D. Martinez. And we better not be talking about trading Severino or any other space that you think you might have some depth or an advantage. Forget that. This looks like one of the more dangerous teams in baseball. And they absolutely took the Yankees to the woodshed for 2 days, as bad as any other good team the Yankees have been unable to beat over the course of this season. Can't beat the... I know they got beat one day by Baltimore. Not like this. Not like this. Boston's 9 stolen bases. Okay. Not like this. This Met team took the opportunity to show up for this Subway Series with everybody watching and absolutely dominated the Yankees' two best starting pitchers, at least on paper, you know, obviously a Cy Young Award winner, and they're without question their best starting pitcher this entire season. A guy who's throwing 98 miles an hour, a guy with filthy stuff, a guy with a changeup that's befuddled hitters left and right. And the New York Mets are taking him deep, knocking him out in the fourth inning. Having a start for Gerrit Cole, 4 home runs, no strikeouts, hasn't had that kind of start his entire career. And although it's not about the Mets and the Yankees, and although it's not necessarily as they're about to take on a team that's playing much better in Houston, and I would think real quick, every New York Yankee fan is about to be a Met fan over the next couple of days, but it's about the series after that. It's about Washington again. It's about Pittsburgh. It's about keeping this going, keeping this offense going, and showing the rest of the National League that the Mets are a team to be reckoned with. And showing this general manager that they have no choice but to bolster this team that's showing you toughness, that's showing you guts, that's showing you pretty damn good starting pitching, and that is showing you the most potent offense in all of baseball for a month now. Not a series. Didn't just happen to wipe out a lowly Yankees team, you know, fading. Didn't happen to beat up on some terrible team. Beat good starting pitching over and over and over again at every opportunity for a month. And have turned a team that I called dead on June 2nd, that was 11 games under 500, that was floundering, couldn't hold momentum, that everybody was laughing at, that their own teammates were questioning the work ethic of the rest of the guys on their squad. And within 3.5 weeks, they've made up those 11 games. They are now at 39-39, 500 on the season. They've turned around their ridiculously bad record in their building and have played much better at home. Haven't lost a game at home since the Grimace situation. and look like a team that's ready to take on all comers. It has been an incredible month for the New York Mets, an incredible month. And it's changed the narrative that this team is built dating back to the end of 2022, that they're soft, that the offense is inept, that in the big moments they'll fade, in the big series they'll fade. All of that has been turned around in 1 month. Because right now, this offense does hit good pitching. This team has shown guts. This team has overcome, and this team has shown up for every big series and every big game and every rubber match and every other thing that they've had to come across over the course of the last 3 weeks, and have made a statement, not just to the Yankees, and they certainly did, but to the rest of the National League. And you can't say you've arrived until you're 500. I don't care where they are in the standings. I don't care what this wild card looks like. You can't say here we are until you've reached 500. And when I declared them dead, I would have been surprised if they ever came close. And 3 weeks later, here we are. They're not even done with June. And here are your New York Mets, 39-39, looking like they can take on the world. 888-808-1019, 888-808-1019. We'll get to obviously the Yankee aspect of it, because of course there's a Yankee aspect of it. And how awful they've looked. And then the real question mark coming out of this for me, as Gleyber Torres was benched, but the real question mark coming out of this for me is, what is the issue with Luis Gil? Has he hit some sort of wall? Is he tired? Is this something the Yankees have to react to? Or is this just he's out of his mechanics for a young pitcher, having a tough time getting it back together, and put together two bad starts after what's been an incredibly good first half of a season? Because if the answer is the former, and this is a problem, and he has hit a wall already, and they are going to have to manage him starting today, it's a major problem for the New York Yankees, whose offense right now is absolutely putrid. So we'll get to the Yankee talk, but we're going to start with the New York Mets, who are on fire, who have thrust themselves right back into this thing, as they are now only a game and a half back. And when dopes like me were calling them dead, because I wasn't alone, but I do have to own up to it, this team right now is already 500, and they put an ass kicking on the Yankees in a span where they've gotten their ass kicked for the last 2 weeks that felt different. This felt different. This felt like they didn't belong. I didn't feel that way. I know they got beat up by the Orioles that last game. They won the first game. The second game went to extra innings. You know, the Red Sox really aren't that good. Kind of an embarrassing night where they gave up 9 stolen bases. Okay, sure, that's embarrassing. All right, the Atlanta Braves, they were right there with them. Close games, well-pitched games. They went into Citi Field and got embarrassed. They went into Citi Field, and it looked like one team belonged and the other didn't. So not only do you have that right now, the ultimate bragging rights, like I can't remember, over the course of these Subway Series in the last few years, but you've also got a team right now that is completely on fire. The offense is the best in Major League Baseball. You've put yourself back at 500, and you have not only saved your season, but the Mets are one of the threats inside the National League. And I don't see any other way to look at it. 888-808-1019. We'll get to Ananobi as well, as that didn't take long. As the New York Knicks bring back OG Ananobi, he takes a little bit less than the max to come back and build a championship roster with this New York team. Of course, the draft as well, as Leon Rose was not done wheeling and dealing.